Today, for the SIE exam, we will cover the Federal Reserve's three primary monetary policy tools. These are the methods the Fed uses to directly influence the amount of money circulating in the economy, aiming to foster stable prices and maximum employment. Let's start with the most important and frequently tested tool, open market operations. This involves the Federal Reserve buying or selling U.S. government securities, like Treasury bonds, in the open market. When the Fed wants to expand the money supply, what we call an expansionary or easy money policy, it buys these securities from banks. The Fed pays for these bonds by crediting the bank's reserves, injecting new money directly into the banking system. With more cash on hand, banks can lend more, which pushes interest rates down and stimulates economic activity. For the exam, you might see a question like, if the economy is in a recession, the Federal Open Market Committee would likely authorize which of the following actions? The correct answer would be to buy Treasury securities. Conversely, to contract the money supply and fight inflation, which is a tight money policy, the Fed sells securities. Banks buy these securities from the Fed, and the money they use for the purchase is drained from their reserves, leaving less available for lending. This reduces the money supply, pushes interest rates up, and helps cool down an overheated economy. The most common trap for students is confusing whether buying or selling expands the money supply. A great way to remember this is, Fed buys means the money supply gets bigger. Fed sells means the money supply gets smaller. Both start with the same letter. The second tool is the discount rate. This is the interest rate at which commercial banks can borrow money directly from the Federal Reserve through the discount window. Think of the Fed as the lender of last resort. Lowering the discount rate is an expansionary move. It makes it cheaper for banks to borrow from the Fed if they're short on reserves, encouraging them to lend more freely and at lower rates to their customers. On the exam, a question might test your understanding of the effect of this action, linking a lower discount rate to an increase in the money supply and lower overall interest rates. Raising the discount rate is a contractionary signal. It makes borrowing from the Fed more expensive, which discourages lending and tightens the money supply. It's crucial not to confuse the discount rate with the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is the rate banks charge each other for overnight loans to meet their own reserve needs. And while the Fed sets a target for it, it's a market rate, not one set directly by the Fed. The discount rate is administered directly by the Fed. The third and most powerful but least frequently used tool is the reserve requirement. This is the percentage of customer deposits that a bank must hold in reserve and cannot lend out. If the Fed were to lower the reserve requirement, it would instantly free up a significant amount of capital for banks to lend, acting as a very potent expansionary tool. For example, if a bank has $1 billion in deposits and the reserve requirement drops from 10% to 9%, $10 million is instantly available to be loaned out. This creates a large multiplier effect, dramatically increasing the money supply. Because this tool is so blunt and disruptive to bank operations, the Fed rarely changes it. If the Fed were to raise the reserve requirement, it would be a strong contractionary action, forcing banks to hold more money in their vaults, immediately reducing their lending capacity and shrinking the money supply. An exam question could ask which tool has the largest impact on the money supply, and the answer would be changing the reserve requirements.